USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We really believe that the risk at this point is increasing.
Kathy Loppe with the Washington State Health Department announcing two new presumptive coronavirus cases. KOVR-TV's Marissa Perlman.
We spoke with Dr. Jeffrey Klausner. He's an expert in the field of infectious disease. He says the team will engage in what's called contact tracing, interviewing family members and trying the impossible task of finding anyone who came within 6 feet of this infected patient.
Are you trying to develop a list of all these contacts with their names, with their phone numbers, and then you begin the laborious process of trying to contact them.
He says getting 100% of the people who made contact is impossible. And once contact is made, that same team will decide if they need to engage in quarantine protocol.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
There were some scary moments in Philadelphia. A man stole an ambulance and led police through town on a high-speed chase. Seiko Kinnebrew with the Philadelphia Police Department.
Fire rescue units, we were met by a male who was shirtless and wearing what appeared to be the shorts or boxer shorts. He started driving in the direction in the medic unit toward a police officer.
The officer shot the suspect 3 times, then was injured when the ambulance hit him. President Trump has nominated Republican Congressman John Radcliffe of Texas to be Director of National Intelligence. He was selected for the position last year as well, but he withdrew from consideration after the media criticized him about whether he had qualifications for the job. Dan Garay is a former Defense Department official who says the confirmation hearings could be interesting.
People may want to question him about whether he's going to be an independent source of intelligence to the White House, to the administration and all the agencies, or he's going to allow it to be politicized.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new study published in the Journal for Addictive Behaviors found that constantly using your cell phone affects your brain the same way drug addiction does. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The study also found that the average American spends about 4 hours a day on their smartphone. Tom Kersting is a licensed physiotherapist. He tells Fox News some of the concerning things to him regarding this study and how smartphones affect your brain.
Well, the actual physical changes in the brain, that's very, very aligned with addiction. So, you know, we've heard in the past already about the fact that smartphone use, social media and everything else, you know, triggers a dopamine release in the brain.
Yeah.
Very similar to what we're seeing with drugs and so forth. The other side of this, as a family therapist, that you really can't study, you can't do a study on, is the behavioral outbursts that I'm seeing from young kids when parents take away the phones and computers and games and so forth. Not much different than the same reaction if you were to take drugs away from a drug addict.
The founder of Trader Joe's has died. Mark Coulomb has more.
For Joe Coulomb, passed away late last night at his Pasadena home. Joe Jr. told Pasadena Star News that his father was a Renaissance man who was a sharp businessman and a unique thinker. The San Diego native opened his first namesake market on Arroyo Boulevard in Pasadena in 1967. It has since grown into a chain of more than 500 stores in 40 states. Coulomb is survived by his wife, 3 children, and 6 grandchildren. He was 89 years old.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.